It is 23 minutes to 8. Now, there's always the very vexed question of taxation to get people bothered. But what we're going to talk about this morning is how we compare with our other European counterparts, because the ESRI has been looking at this. And Professor Tim Callan, their research professor, is here to talk to us about their research paper, Taxes on Income, Ireland in Comparative Perspective. Now, it's really difficult when you talk about comparing taxes, isn't it? The apples and oranges questions. But basically, are we a low tax economy?
Right. I guess the short answer to that is we are on the low side, but not exceptionally low, as some statistics would indicate. There is a measurement issue here, which I won't go into great detail on. But when you take account of the fact that multinationals send back profits to their home country, that's a big issue for us and not for other countries. But when you adjust for that and take it into account properly, then we have a tax to national income ratio. So the share of national income taken in taxes in Ireland is lower than most EU 15 countries, but higher than Spain, Greece and Portugal. And we focus on the EU 15, I should say, and not the EU 27 in this work, because we think that's more the countries we tend to compare ourselves with or want to compare ourselves with.
So we pay less in income tax than the Germans, the Austrians, the Scandinavians?
Yes, we pay less in total taxes and in income taxes less than the Austrians and Scandinavians and Germans, even in income taxes, significantly less. And compared to the UK, our income taxes are not that different. But they raise more tax from property taxes, substantially more than us in property taxes, even when you take account of the new property
tax. So overall, they're paying more tax in Britain.
Overall, Britain's paying a little bit more tax than us. I mean, it's you know, in fact, you know, I suppose if you think of the geographic analogy, in terms of Boston, Dublin, London, Berlin, the geography and the taxes are about in the right sort of proportions. That, you know, we're close to London. A little bit further from Germany and a long way from Boston when you get it right.
And what's interesting, when you compare our income tax take rates, yeah. I don't know what exactly you're comparing there, but when you compare with other countries, you're saying the big difference isn't, because we're always hearing, you know, take more off the higher earners, take yeah. more off the people who are earning 100 grand plus or 70 yeah. grand plus.
Yeah.
That it's the lower levels, you're saying, we take less tax.
It is the tax rates on the lower slices of income. Income tax systems operate on different slices, on the, you know, the standard rate band and then above that, or you know, an allowance or a credit structure where it's sort of a zero rated piece of income. And it isn't the very top that's making us look different. It's the tax rates on lower bands. That doesn't mean, I should say, if you were to increase those, it wouldn't affect just those who are on low and middle incomes. It would affect top earners as well. Maybe one statistic on this that's of interest is that if you look at the incomes of people with more than 100,000, which is a figure that's been floating around a long time now, then about 2/3 of their income is in the slice that's below 100,000. So if you exclude that, you're excluding a lot of their income. So that if you're trying to raise more revenue, and comparing yourself with other countries, the other countries are raising more revenue and they're doing it, A, with income taxes, except the UK, which is doing property taxes, but the other countries are doing income taxes, and B, they're doing it with more tax on those lower slices. We're already close to the rates at the top.
How does your data square with the fact that most people feel that they're paying an awful lot of, you know, who are working feel they're paying an awful lot of money in tax? They feel they're paying far more than they were a couple of years ago, and they're put to the pin of their collars to come up with their property taxes and the other charges that are coming up.
Sure, sure. I mean, I guess a part of that is to do with the question of what services do we get for our taxes as well, and that you know, it isn't simply a question of moving to European tax levels. The reason for doing so would be to increase services or to protect services from being cut that we have already, and so on. But there are issues around, I guess, the economic psychology of taxation and so on. When taxes are more visible, they hurt more. So people complain a lot less about VAT, for example, which, you know, we pay all the time. It's in the shop, but it's not visible and so on. So this is part of it as well.
So what lessons do you think? Because obviously we're into the budget's going to be earlier this year, and we're into the pre-budget kind of season already. What lessons do you think anyone looking at a budget might take from this kind of data?
I guess what we're concerned with is not so much trying to provide direct advice on this budget, but to try and step back and look at it, you know, where are we going to end up with in 5 or 10 years' time? Because we have this annual debate about how will we balance taxes and expenditure and so on, and a lot of energy goes into that. But those, you know, doing that year by year, you can end up, you know, maybe not quite where you wanted to be if you step back and look at that 5 to 10 year perspective. And that's where we think looking at where other countries have got to is a useful guidance in that.
So should we be developing some kind of overall tax strategy for the next 5 years, you know, presuming a limited recovery or at least not a continuing decline?
Sure, I think that's true. And I think to some extent, you know, the taxation will lift again with recovery, and even the share of taxes in national income, which is the key thing we're looking at here, will probably rise a little bit because of that. So then the question is, you know, do you want to use that for giving some relief, as I say, to people who are hard pressed on income side, or to bolstering some services or adding some services with that extra tax revenue.
But overall, is it practical that a country in our kind of situation would continue to be so out of line on the range of taxes it's taking, particularly at the middle and lower income levels, with other European partners, if we're moving towards a more synchronised fiscal situation?
Yeah, I think the other side of this is that, you know, in terms of, you know, what do countries do, is countries behave differently when as they move to higher income levels and so on. So there's quite a strong correlation there between as countries get European countries get richer, they tend to spend, public services is one of the things they tend to spend more on, and they get it through tax revenue there.
Yeah, that's the other side of the equation, what people get for their taxes, but that's another argument, and we'll leave that to another day. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us, Professor Tim Callan there from the ESRI. It's 16 minutes to 8.